are listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball,
a podcast
by fans from the iubase.com website.
For anyone wanting more information on the Indiana University baseball program.
So welcome. We're recording this on Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I'm Josh Bennett, joined by stats guru Cassidy Palmer, master of the RPI Carl James, and the man who is dying to scream balk at a game, summer game, Chris Feeney. And tonight's special guest is Hoosier third baseman Cole Barr. Cole, thanks for being on with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So Chris is going to get us started off with the Hoosier highlights.
All right, thanks, Josh. We have quite a list this week. Starting with Ty Bothwell, he won Player of the Week in the Coastal Plain League, and we also have Tyler Nelson, an incoming freshman. He's playing for the NWI Oilmen. It's an Indiana team, local team, and he's hitting .524, and he's been getting all kinds of praise from his coaches and people from around the league. So we got quite a hitter coming with Tyler Nelson. Now, something a little strange: incoming freshman pitcher Costa Sirionis. He's had one start, I believe it was good, three innings, a couple runs, you know, like five Ks. But I guess they're letting him hit if he's an extra hitter or whatever the case. He hit a grand slam the other day. So we might have a sneaky extra hitter in the lineup next year. You never know. Also, Gabe Bierman has not given up an earned run yet for his summer league team. And he had some national scouts out watching him raving about his changeup, calling it one of the best in college baseball. But it's great to hear Gabe's name getting out there nationally. As far as the pros, a lot of good news coming out of Cubs and Giants camp. They're both saying that they're going to use Schwarber, obviously the Cubs, as DH. He'll get more playing time there. And Alex Dickerson also, his coach mentioned he's going to be used as a DH as well. So more opportunities for them. And also out of Cubs camp, Josh Fegley, he's hit three bombs against Cubs pitching. Obviously, these are inter-squad games, but he's hit three out of Wrigley. And his coach is saying, with the extra players, David Ross, obviously, he's saying he's holding three catches. He's leaving camp with three catches, and that's going to put Fegley on the roster, I would think, if they're holding three. So that's good news for him. Also, that came out for the high school for the recruits, Perfect Game has moved the 2021 class to number 25. So we were top 25 rated class coming in, and that includes T.J. White, Luke Hayden, Colson Montgomery, Max Johnson, and many, many more. Those are probably the highlights of the class, though. So that's real good to hear about. You know, we have I always type it a lot on Twitter and stuff, but the future is bright and nationally recognized now. Top 25, the highest rated 21 class in the Big Ten, and you know, quite up there in nationally. So I don't remember. It was even those teams that ended up, you know, going to College World Series and this and that, nobody really knew then. But this has got to be the highest ranked class I've seen since I've been here, and you know, it's great to see that Coach Mercer sent out that Bill DeMasa tweet yesterday. We still don't even know who he was speaking about. We couldn't see who the commitment was, but obviously he sent another one out, so we got another big name coming, I would think, you know, our way. So that's good stuff for us. Now, Cass has some stats on Cole Barr, and she's going to give them to us now.
Yeah, so just a handful of stats. Cole's career batting average so far as a Hoosier is .258, and he's got a .525 slugging percentage. He also has 19 home runs, and that includes the very short 2020 season. So there's a little bit of an asterisk on all things career and all things 2020. A few things that really stood out. Cole walked in 13% of his plate appearances in 2019, which was the most complete season. And in the partial 2020 season, Cole actually dropped his strikeout rate 12% from the previous season. So that's always fantastic to see. Cole has actually started each of the last 75 games. I didn't know that until I looked this up today. And he was the only Hoosier to start all 60 games last season. And as we all know, Cole likes to hit his extra base hits. 43% of his hits in the shortened 2020 season went for extra bases. That number was 58% in the complete 2019 season. So lots of extra base hits there. So again, welcome, Cole. It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
So our first question to start it off, when did you start playing baseball as a kid? We heard you actually didn't love it right away.
Yeah, my mom signed me up for T-ball and I was, I don't know, probably 5 or 6. And I actually didn't like it, but she's like, you got to do something. And then ended up playing regular, like Little League or whatever, a rec league. And I actually loved it and then been playing ever since.
So Cole, do you miss pitching? What were some of your favorite moments when you were on the mound at Yorktown?
Kind of hit or miss with pitching. Like, I want to throw an inning every once in a while, but I wouldn't like want to be a pitcher. I would honestly say I was a better pitcher in high school than hitter anyway. So like, I kind of just missed that. Just, you know, having the ball on the mound, just like being able to dominate. It's just like you versus the batter. I do miss that, and just like the competitive aspect. And I like, you know, the pressure on the line. Like, I like coming into close, like in the last inning and stuff like that.
I saw a clip, actually read about it. You left the bases loaded in one of those sectional games or something. I don't know if that closed the game out, but it was a huge situation. I remember reading about that.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it was.
I threw a lot.
Now, some other video I saw of you playing football. I saw you cracking some people in the end zone, breaking up touchdowns. You were quite the safety. I actually didn't see too much of you on offense, but it mentioned that you played wide receiver too for Yorktown.
Yeah, I hurt my thumb like a week or like I think week one or two. So then I pretty much only played defense and like special teams. But yeah, I miss football every day of my life, to be honest with you. I miss being able to hit people.
Did you ever think about football as an athletic, you know, going forward besides baseball or not?
No. I mean, realistically, you know, 5'10 guy going to the NFL is, you know, a lot harder than, you know, being a 5'10 guy going to the MLB. So that's kind of my thought process. I like baseball better at the end of the day.
I'm glad you chose what you did, by the way.
So, Cole, while you were at Yorktown High School, you committed to IU in August of 2015. What other schools were you considering at that time, and what made you choose IU?
I had offers from Ball State, Penn State, and Kent State. I actually really like Kent State. I really like Coach Nunk and stuff. But I don't know what it was about IU, but like I was there for probably 5 minutes. I looked at my mom, like, Mom, I'm coming here. Dad, I'm coming here. They're like, you know, give it a chance, you know, look at everything. I'm like, no, I'm coming here. Like, it was, I don't know. I just knew when I was there.
So Cole, what are some of your favorite memories of your time playing with the Indiana prospects?
I would say just like, you know, my teammates, and I mean, obviously playing, and like, you know, you go all over the country, but just like hanging out with the team, like being in the hotel, just doing every deal. Like, I mean, a lot of those guys are still some of my good friends. Like, I hang out with them this day, still talk to them. So, I mean, I think it's just the team, and you just meet so many different people. And it's kind of cool about the summer league is I get to play with some of them that I played with before, or like get to play against them again, which is pretty cool.
You know, we barely knew you your freshman year, as you only got to play 22 games due to injury. So how was it dealing with that to start your Division I career?
I mean, it was tough because, like, you know, personally I had a lot of goals and aspirations, and, you know, I just battled hamstring injuries, you know, probably half the year. And, I mean, it is tough, especially not knowing exactly what I was getting into. And then, you know, having some failure, trying to come back from the injury just made it really hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think it helped make me mentally tougher, you know, for later on in my career.
I don't think anybody was ready for the power that came, because I remember we ran that home run pool, you know, first home run. Nobody had you. Not one person voted for Colbar, and who hits the first home run of the season? Colbar. So I think you snuck up on some fans too, to be honest. Now, that first year, who did you say – who would you say you learned the most from as far as the upperclassmen?
I don't know. That's a tough question. Maybe Laren Eustace. That was him and Colby. I'd say I learned a lot from them. I hung around them and kind of picked their ear a lot.
Cool.
I know we're kind of jumping around, changing topics, and this is going to kind of follow that. So how did you enjoy playing summer ball with the Amsterdam Mohawks?
It was okay. I mean, you know, it was just a kind of surreal experience, you know, being, it was 13 hours away from home. It was just, you know, it's upstate New York. It's not like New York, like what you guys might think. So like, it's kind of just in the middle of nowhere, like lived like 45 minutes from the field. You know, if you went to, like, it's not like in the North Woods where you'll go on road trips, like you're traveling, like if you play away, you're going to be on the bus. Like, so probably, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. You know, adjusting to playing more often was tough, but at the end of the day, I think it helped make me better.
Okay. And so going back a little bit, thinking about your freshman year and your sophomore year, how was the adjustment to the new coaching staff after that freshman year?
I think it was a really smooth transition for me, at least, because I feel like I'm like-minded like our coaches now. And, you know, they had a lot of information to give, and I was kind of just eating it up and, you know, just going in 100%. And, you know, it's ended up working out pretty well for me.
Well, the ball was flying in 2019 for you and a lot of the Hoosiers, leading the Big Ten in home runs, the team almost leading the nation in the category. And I can say as fans, you know, whenever you or Lloyd would hit one, we'd always be, you know, quickly looking to the other one. How was it for you in that whole, my favorite, you did it in the same inning. So tell me about that.
I mean, it is just funny. Like, you know, we're always just joking about it. Like, I'd call him my little brother. He'd call me his little brother. And, you know, next thing you know, like, I'd hit one. He'd be like, oh, looks like I got to hit one. And boom, he'd hit one. And I'd be like, I think I got to pass you now. Then I'd hit another one. And, it just went on all year. Like, I mean, it was pretty fun.
What was your favorite from that season?
Like, my home run or Lloyd's? Mm-hmm.
Yours.
It's a tough question. I'd say it was pretty cool. And at Indiana State, it was, like, top of the ninth. I hit a home run. I think it was either 13-13 or 14-14. And then that sent us over the top. But I think hitting one against Rutgers on the day we won the Big Ten title was pretty cool, too.
Awesome.
You had a lot to choose from, man. Yeah, what a season, bro. What a season. That was wild stuff. That Indiana State game was wild, too.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was one of the highest-scoring games I've been in college baseball. That actually might be the highest-scoring game.
And we were up big, right? Wasn't it like 8-2 or something, and they stormed back? And then it was back and forth, yeah, if I remember.
Like 4 or 5, and like maybe it was like 5th or 6th. I don't know. And then like, it was a ball game.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of bombs in that game, too.
A lot of home runs that day.
Ashley hit one. I think Dunham hit a granny, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was some game, man. Thank God we pulled that one out. Now, a lot of people, you know, you read it a lot on Twitter or whatever. You know, Cole Barr hits bombs, and obviously all the power that's come out of your game. But I got to say, the improvement at third base has really been eye-opening. Not to put you on the spot about, you know, the early troubles or whatever the case, but the change that you – I mean, you went web gems, multiple web gems in an inning. And I see it continue. I guess it was last week over at Grand Park. I saw a couple of nice stabs by you at third. What have you done and what did you focus on to really improve so much in the field?
You know, third base, I predominantly played middle infield pretty much my entire career until last year. And, you know, I think just adjusting to the angles, I mean, working with Coach Dykes and Coach Sim a lot, I mean, you know, the footwork, you know, just a bunch of different things. But I think, you know, really just getting the reps at third base is really – I mean, it's really hard to describe, but the angles are just way different there as opposed to up the middle. And it's more kind of reaction. You don't really necessarily have as much time to, you know, be able to set yourself up. So I think just, you know, getting all the experience over there and, you know, I'm still pretty, I would say, young into my third base career. I mean, I probably played 100 games there total, I guess now – probably 130 maybe, but, you know, I think it's just the experience and, you know, having a better understanding of what I'm trying to do.
Nice.
So, Cole, you were drafted 2 years ago by Seattle in the 37th round. Mm-hmm. Were you in contact with other teams during that process? And maybe just tell us a little bit about what it's like to go through the draft process and maybe be waiting around on draft days.
Honestly, leading up to the draft, I didn't really hear anything. So I really wasn't expecting much. Like, I thought there was like a possibility, but I really didn't know. I mean, obviously I was checking it all day, like the whole day. And I was just sitting in the living room with my brother, and like, I was like, I just like looked on the thing. I was like, oh my gosh, they just picked me. I couldn't talk for 20 minutes. It was a pretty surreal moment.
So Cole, what went into your decision to return to IU after being drafted?
We had expectations. Everyone, you know, we were going to come back and have another big year. Like, feel like I can improve my draft stock and everything, and, you know, pursue another championship. So, I mean, it didn't get to happen, but like, you know, hindsight 2020.
You got on base 35 straight games and won MVP for the Lakeshore Chinooks. How was the experience playing there?
You know, I actually loved it. You know, it's tough playing every day, but I honestly would prefer to play baseball every day. You know, like that natural rhythm of the game. Like, I mean, I just love everything about it. Like, you know, you're on road trips every day. You're staying at hotels and stuff. Like, I honestly didn't mind it at all. Like, I just really had a good time. We had a really nice field. It was at Concordia University, Wisconsin, which is all turf right by Lake Michigan. Just kind of tough there. The air is super thick and always blowing in. But, I mean, it was – we had a weight room. We had full training staff, a locker room. I mean, honestly, everything you need. And, you know, I really enjoyed being around my teammates. I liked our coaches and stuff.
So Wisconsin rated way higher than upstate New York, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, you were way up there as far as upstate. Yeah, that is nowhere near the city.
Yes. No, it was like 3 hours.
Yeah. I heard the owner takes care of the players, though. I heard, like, the team owner, like, he's really into it Amsterdam.
Yeah. Spags is a pretty good guy. I had a really good host family, too. I think it was just kind of a culture shock a little bit, you know, being so far away from home, like, for real, like, the first time.
Right. Stick you up in the woods in New York.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, last summer I was on a different mission than I was my freshman year. Like, you know, I had some goals I set out last summer. So I think that's what also made it a little bit better.
You made him an MVP of the team, right, if I remember?
Yeah, yep.
Nice. Now, this one, I got to ask. I mean, I've seen some Photoshop jobs, so I don't know if this is a legit thing. But I remember seeing you texted somebody and said you were going to hit the bomb at the box off the scoreboard. Was that real?
It was. That was actually my dad's best friend. His name's Rick Ellis. But, yeah, I don't know what he said, but I was like, dude, I'm going to put – I think I said I was going to hit one over the scoreboard or something. And I hit the scoreboard. But, yeah, it was – yeah, I actually did say that the day before.
Somebody put it out. They must have screenshotted it. I'm like, yeah. I don't know if this is real. I'm going to ask
them. It was real.
Well, you called it, man. That was like the first time we really got to cheer and the excitement in that place when that happened, man. That was a great moment. Just that whole experience.
Went by all of them. It was a pretty surreal moment.
So on that note, what was it like opening the season up at a place like the box at LSU?
I mean, it was just – that's honestly probably the nicest, like, grass field I've ever played on. So that part was nice. I mean, you know, it's – you hear so much about LSU, SEC baseball, all that. But, like, you know, the fans, like, the energy and everything there, like, I mean, I don't think you could really ask for a better opening day.
So on to a slightly – sadder topic. Where were you when you found out that the 2020 season would be cut so short because of COVID? And what was kind of going through your mind when that was happening?
I was actually in the locker room. Like, we were all in the locker room. Like, I can't remember. Merce was telling us something, like, we were, like, you know, suspended indefinitely or whatever. And then Coach Parker, like, saw the tweet or something that it was actually canceled. And my initial reaction was kind of disbelief. I'm like, there is no way, like, we're going to have our entire season canceled for this. Like, maybe they'll push it back. We'll play in May or something. But, like, I mean, everyone was obviously super sad. Like, but I was just a little bit of disbelief. But then several days later, it hit me. I was like, you know, dang, like, you know, missing out a lot here. Like, we put in all this work. Like, we really felt like we had a good team. Like, we were really close. Like, we enjoyed being around each other. And then it was just a really sad moment, you know, having that taken away from us.
Well, so you went obviously for a while there from the season being canceled to your time at Grand Park. You know, what have you done during that time period to stay sharp?
I mean, workout. I mean, I haven't worked out as much lately because we have had games, but pretty much work out about every day. I mean, hit as much as I could. Actually get live at bats in Indy, whatever pitchers were willing to throw, which is actually really helpful. Like, you know, we'd have, you know, a couple hitters and then, you know, four or five pitchers. Like, you can get quite a few at bats. And I honestly felt like I got a lot better just being able to get a ton of at bats just and, you know, kind of figure some things out.
Now, after that break, obviously, you were lucky enough. I don't know. Were you going to play summer ball? Were you originally set up to play summer ball?
I was not. But then I ended up – I was maybe going to go play for the Lakeshore Chinooks again. Mm-hmm. But then I knew the Grand Park League was going to happen. And I just – I didn't think it was very likely that the Northwoods were going to play, which, I mean, they are, I guess, but not really. So
seems like it's a lot tampered down league from what I'm looking at.
It's not the Woods that it usually is.
Mm-hmm. And now I've seen you play a couple of times at Grand Park. Got to see you hit a bomb. You pointed out where that other one went. People were raving about you that day. It hit the batting cage? Over the fence, left center, right?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what people were saying. You obviously had your stroke back right away. Now, if people don't know, they can come see Cole play at Victory Field. You're going to be playing tomorrow night, depending on when people see this, in the All-Star game. You made the All-Star team. But then also the following Thursday, Cole's team, which includes Cooper Trenkel, Grant Richardson, they all hit right in a row in the lineup. It's pretty cool. You get to see them go right through. At least I appreciated it. One of the days I was there, it was easy. Also, Zach Bierman, right? Is he on the pitching staff?
Yep.
Okay, so he might throw as well. And you guys are going to play Kip Fougers and Casper Clark's team, I believe, that night.
I don't know. I'm
pretty sure.
I can't keep all the teams straight. They just have like random made-up names. Like, I can't keep them straight.
Well, you guys got real original with your team name, huh?
Yeah, well, we, you know, on the list, they had A, B, C, you know, and so on. And we just happened to be Team A, so, like, we got to be the A team.
yep, I noticed that. That was good stuff.
So, Cole, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? What are you looking to improve on and maybe share with us some of your personal goals or maybe some team goals?
Well, you know, I just think this whole – situation, you know, kind of puts in perspective some things. And I mean, I'm looking back to just, you know, being with my team again, being in the locker room. And I mean, I'm just looking forward to playing like real competitive baseball again. But I say personally, I just, you know, I feel like I've gotten better over this period. And I just want to continue that and be able to show that, like, specifically, you know, at the plate, I think, you know, I think I've improved my swing, been able to do things that I haven't been able to do in the past, such as, like, you know, like battle at the plate, like be more adjustable, hit breaking balls better. And then I think I've improved defensively as well. And, you know, I just want to be able to showcase that and then ultimately win games. And, you know, I think we're going to have a good chance to go pretty far next year again.
So if you were chatting with someone who was considering going to IU, what would you tell them?
I would say if you're willing to work and you want to give yourself a chance to play at the next level, and obviously if you want to win and be able to win championships, then this is a good place for you. But you're going to have to work a little bit.
I want to give you an opportunity to talk about any moments that you feel you want to discuss from your time at IU so far, whether they're on or off the field.
You know, I would say like a big moment was, you know, the coaching staff change. Like, honestly felt like I kind of had a little bit changed direction in my career. Like I just, you know, just different philosophies and everything. And it really just clicked with me and kind of just changed, you know, the direction of my career. And I'm really thankful for that. And, you know, just like the teammates and, you know, the people you meet, like you can't really replace that. Like, I mean, some of these guys are my best friends for life and, you know, it's hard to describe kind of that feeling in the locker room, the camaraderie, but I mean, that's the thing, you know, everyone that leaves here, that's what they say. And, you know, I'm the same way.
So Cole, man, we really appreciate your time and willingness to be on with us tonight. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys being willing to come on and talk with us a little bit. So we're going to wrap up here tonight. That's going to do it for this edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Read up on Indiana Baseball at iubase.com. Follow us on Twitter at CU at the BART and at IUBase17. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. So for Carl James, Chris Feeney, and Cassidy Palmer, I'm Josh Bennett, and we'll see you at the BART.